The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are going to talk about sport on television. Not so much Rachel Blackmore, but everything else. Because Michael Cahill is a Fianna Fáil TD. He is from Kerry. And he has suggested that RTE could set up a dedicated TV channel for sport. It would be commercially viable. And it would also end the practice of having to pay for streaming services to see some of the big GAA games over the summer. And Michael is with me now. Michael, you're welcome to the show. So can you expand on that in a little more detail, what you'd like to see the national broadcaster do?
Good evening, Kieran, and good evening to your listeners. Good evening, Willie. Last week I submitted a parliamentary question to the Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, the Minister of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaelic Sport and Media, asking that he investigate the possibility of setting up an Irish TV sports channel where the many sporting activities are broadcast by the national broadcaster. The Future of Media Commission recommended that a strategic plan for sports broadcasting and promotion be developed, and the government has accepted the recommendation in principle. I believe my parliamentary question was timely. The strategy is intended to look beyond the traditional broadcast of big events on TV to the opportunity to showcase more sports across multiple formats and media, and to promote coverage of sports that are in line with policies designed to encourage a more active population. My proposal to investigate the possibility of keeping our own sports to one accessible TV channel, so the young and indeed the old can enjoy all of our traditional sports in the one kind of, go-to channel with the RTE logo, maybe either a sport RTE or whatever. We are sports fanatics, following our own football and hurling, camogie, horse racing, rugby, soccer, handball, basketball, athletics, etc., etc. And I believe the Irish, more than any other nation, love all types of sport, especially GAA.
And so would it be rolling coverage all the time in your mind, Michael?
It's, I suppose, where does the idea come from? It comes from meeting people and discussing different aspects of life and in broadcasting as well. This is something that comes up all the time. And I believe our older people, they're not as au fait with the streaming and paywalls that are part of the modern age, to be fair. They have played sports, they've played into sports for decades, and surely now they deserve to enjoy their sports from their own living room without being asked to log into this and pay extra, for it.
And we're going to go to Willie O'Reilly on this as well, who's a former commercial director at RTE, and get his view. But I mean, the reason some might suggest that there is a paywall there is because it's massively expensive to buy the rights to a lot of these sports and to broadcast them. So if you're going to have a dedicated channel rolling all the time without a paywall, who's going to pay for it?
Well, obviously advertising has to be, it always is a big part of fundraising. And I see if you have the right sports on, you will get the right sponsors. And I believe that's an area to be looked at, And I do understand, the difficulties and the restructuring of RTE, et cetera. And I obviously understand that there is a big cost element here. I had a separate parliamentary question, calling for our senior citizens, to not have to pay for this service, and in the cost of living crisis.
Let me go to Willie O'Reilly on some of those issues. Willie, I mean, how could this work, maybe, first of all, before I ask you about how it might work? Could it work?
Yeah, well, look, I don't want to rain on the deputy's parade, because the first thing I want to say is he's on to something, right? I've said this many times before. If you look at the total amount of hours spent viewing television across the entire Ireland of Ireland, and indeed across the globe, and if you imagine it as a three-legged stool, well, then two of the legs would be sport.
Yeah.
So drama, news, current affairs, everything else is one leg, but sport is two. So there's a huge amount of it out there. But I would also draw the deputy's attention to what I would call the hurdles. There are huge hurdles in this, and I'll skip through them fast, and you can pick up on any one you want. The first thing is, if you take them off RTE2, you've got huge gaps. Like, take something as simple as a Champions League match. You've 2 hours of primetime television and 2 hours of commentary. So you've a four-hour hole. What do you put in it? It's going to be imports. It's going to be cheap stuff. And it's going to be expensive for RTE to get, along with setting up the other television. You might also look at the community. So who's going to like this and who's not going to like it? Well, Virgin Media aren't going to like it, because Virgin Media are now going to have another competitor. They're going to have the RTE Sports Channel,
yeah,
plus RTE with its cheap imports, plus RTE1, plus the 40 other UK stations that broadcast within the Republic of Ireland. So you're going to upset them.
Yeah.
And just, I'll quickly make one big one. One of the problems about sports in designing a television station is that they all tend to broadcast at the same time, evening times and weekends. So anybody who's a Sky Sports subscriber, and I subscribe to Now TV, will know that there's about 10 channels there to cover the football, to cover the soccer, if there's GAA, the Sky channel for it. And then you've got golf, which seems to go on for 10 hours for 4 days of the weekend. So it's a difficult one to crack. And I would say the deputy is right to bring it up. But I think when you pull at it, you're going to find there's a lot of difficult problems there.
So, I mean, Michael, what about some of those issues? The first is, I guess, robbing Peter to pay Paul to a degree. You know, you move the big commercially successful sports events onto this RTE3, if we'll call it that, and suddenly RTE2 isn't making any money anymore. That you're kind of, and this is my language, not Willie's, but you're kind of screwing over Virgin Media and TG Cahir as well, who've both been doing incredible jobs on rugby and with League of Ireland on Virgin Media and all the GAA coverage on TG Cahir. Suddenly you've got RTE with all their public funding as well, buying up the rights to those things. And the other issue is, you're just going to have two GAA games on at the same time. So the people you're talking about who can't get their head around streaming services, they're going to have to stream one of them anyway.
Yeah, I understand what Willie is saying, and I accept the hurdles that are there, obviously. And Willie mentioned there that two of the three are sports related, like, you know, and obviously I read the response from Minister O'Donovan, and where he said, like, you know, with regard to the public service broadcasters, given the importance of sport in the Irish cultural landscape, it is appropriate that both RTE and TG Cahir provide a wide range of sporting coverage to cater to the interests of the Irish public. It is, however, his understanding that the establishment of a dedicated sports is not under active consideration by either public service broadcaster at the present, and if so, he would have to sign off on it anyway or give his consent. So, like, the response wasn't great.
No, but that being said, I hate to break it to you, Michael, we actually asked RTE directly as well, and they say, we have no plans in this regard. We already provide a wide range of live sport coverage analysis across RTE television, radio and online, including the player. So it seems they're not keen on it either.
And I gather that. But that said, the strategic plan for sports broadcasting and promotion is to be developed. And I believe, and has been, as I said at the outset, has been the recommendation has been accepted in principle by the government.
But I just and add I believe
it's appropriate that it be looked at and investigated. Yeah. That was the gist of my motion, like, you know, really? my parliamentary party question.
No, but Michael is touching on another point that's very interesting here. You know, you go back 10 or 15 years, the cost of broadcasting a match was huge. You know, you had to get the cameras in position, you had to get the staff there before the match. There was a lot of logistics, and there might be a big outside broadcast thing. You nip down, say, to the RDS and watch a Leinster match, not a big one, right? There's automated cameras. There's a small mixing console, right? The cameras track the ball. You know, putting anything with a ball on television isn't difficult, really. The camera just follows the ball. So if you're willing to accept a certain amount of drop in standards, and not huge, then it is true that you can put a lot more sports on television. And that's why I think the deputy might be onto something. But there's one other small important factor here. Some sports don't want to be on television too much, because then people won't go to the match. And even if you look at the Premier League in the UK, Sky Sports were never given the, I think I'm pretty right on this, to the Saturday afternoon match, or all of them, or only maybe one of them, because they didn't want to stop the fans going to the matches. So again, Michael's touching on, you know, new technology might help, but you've got to go out and talk to the community and ask them how much do they really want to be on television and how much do they want to drive people to the gate.
Listen, it is one, I suspect, Michael, lots of people listening would love the idea of a dedicated sports channel, but certainly the national broadcaster for the moment saying no, and the minister, Patrick O'Donovan, with responsibility, saying likewise. But thank you for joining us and expanding on the suggestion. Michael Cahill, Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry. Willie O'Reilly, who is a former commercial director for RTE as well. Willie, thank you as always. 087 1400 106. What do you think? A dedicated sports channel? I mean, like I say, I suspect most people like the idea in principle, but what about those issues, those hurdles, as Willie put it, that you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, you take the good stuff off RTE2 and nobody will watch it, you're screwing over Virgin Media and TG Cahir, and lots of sports events, they're on at the same time, you're still going to end up streaming some of those GAA games.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.